Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so nice to see that you're back and you're somebody who is showing up. I'm impressed. And you're probably going to hear me say that over and over because going through my injury and just also knowing what it takes to follow through and to really create change. The truth is that if we want things to be different in our lives, we have to first start thinking differently. And the fact that you're here means that you are somebody who's getting different information in your mind and starting to see things in a different way and really continuing to change and shape your mind to look at things through a different lens. And that's, of course, awesome and so impressive. In this episode, I work with a woman named Sharin, who is just wonderful. You'll love her. And one of the things that I want you to notice is how different her mindset is than Justin's. So you'll see some similarities, but when we really start working with releasing her pain, you'll notice that it's completely different than Justin, who I worked with on the last episode to help him and coach him to use his mind to release his own pain. But on this episode, I am going to ask you to bear with me just a bit because there is periodically a little bit of brushing against the microphone, and you'll hear that. And the truth of it is I was actually just going to discard this audio because it's not perfect. So about perfection. But the thing of it is the information in it is so valuable and there's also a surprise element in it. And so I kept it. And of course, when there's a surprise element or twist in working with her, I just can't plan for those things to happen. And I think it's just a valuable and invaluable lesson. So I did keep it. And you'll notice that as we get towards the end, the twist that occurs. Something that you'll also want to notice as I'm working with her is that she has been in pain for about 10 years, and she'll share more about that. But from the time that I start working with her and actually dive into begin working, I'll collect some information up front. But by the time I start actually working with her until her pain is actually gone is about 8 minutes. And when I say pain is gone, well, sort of, you know, there's again, a bit of a twist at the end. And again, the information of really watching what she's doing and watching what we're talking about is key. And even if you're not in pain, I would recommend really looking at what we're working on and just looking at how that might fit in your life, whether you're someone who is in a hard place right now, who's struggling from health issues and maybe just has a really stressful life, or even if you're someone who's happy and looking at taking your health and your life to the next level, I would recommend just kind of really evaluating as I'm working with Sharin and looking at how that really applies in your life. And so that said, it'll all make a lot more sense as we get started. So let's go ahead and dive in.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Sharin. So you mentioned you have a lot of different things going on. As far as pain going on, what is your current level of pain right now?
I want to say it comes and goes, but I think like 8, because like I have pain in my stomach, kind of like microbiome gut stuff. And then I have like shoulder, neck, and then knees and ankles.
Okay.
A little bit of back, so it goes back and forth. So yeah, it's between all of those.
Okay, and so if you just kind of tune into your body, even without tuning in really close, but which is the one that's bothering you the most right now?
I think stomach.
Okay, and how long has that one been going on?
on and off for a while, like digestive issues. I had parasites last year. So I've had like different things with stomach for a while.
Okay.
And I'm like ready to let it go completely because it's, everything starts there, I feel like. Because if it's clogged or whatever, it causes issues in all the rest of my body as well.
Okay. So interesting. Bingo. All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and kind of feel into what I'm feeling from you. What is the level of pain in your shoulder and neck area?
It's my right side. So that's been a really, really long time, like over 10 years, maybe. Probably also an 8.
So what I'd love to do is I'd love to start there if we can. So sure. Kind of what I did is just kind of felt your body, and that's the one that's standing out to me the most. And then we'll go from there. We'll just kind of see what comes up. Okay.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and kind of feel in. And you said that one's been going on over 10 years. Let me just go ahead and check. Yeah. Give me 1 second. Bingo. So here we go. I want you to notice for a moment. What's the best way? Let's do this. Bingo. Okay, you've heard before people say whatever we expect in life, like if we have positive expectations, more like our thoughts help create our life, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So if we go beyond thoughts for a moment, just thoughts, and if we look at the feelings, or even if you look to the future itself, if I ask you, do you feel like the future is exciting, or do you feel fear towards the future?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay. And if I ask you how many feelings of fear or negative, like expecting things to not work out or expecting things to go wrong in the future that you have, what is your level?
That's pretty high, just because that's kind of how it's been. So it's like I have sprinkles of good things, but then it's really intense. So I mean, I'd say level is probably an 8. Yeah.
Okay. So notice when you said that's kind of how it's been. It's been sprinkles of good, but a lot of negative things and coming up, right? So if I ask you to close,
it tends to be.
Okay. And I know how frustrating that can be. I think, well, all of us, have you ever heard before people say that they've been through a hard time? Have you heard people with stories before they say, oh man, I went through this hard time and okay. Right.
Yeah,
okay. Definitely. So have you been through a hard time?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And have you heard people when they're sharing their story about going through a hard time, how life got better for them?
Yeah, there was some kind of breakthrough or something that happened that like shifted everything.
Okay. So I have a question for you. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. Mm-hmm. What if you expected that you would do the same thing? What if you were going to do the same thing where you were going to have a breakthrough and that your life was just going to get better?
I would love it.
Okay. So would you want to expect things to go poorly, or what if you expected things to get better?
It's like, where do I sign up for that?
Okay. Well, have you ever heard before, all change comes from within?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Or will we get what we expect, right? Okay, so first and foremost, if all change starts from within, okay, I'm going to ask you to start that change right now. So kind of like this, and I'm going to remind your mind, okay? So I'm going to remind your mind of a couple sayings. I want you to kind of take it in. Have you heard before, success breeds success?
Yes.
Or failure breeds more failure and et cetera, right?
Yes, or on the hamster wheel.
Yes. Or have you ever heard before that people have patterns? They get stuck in their patterns where maybe even somebody has a pattern of criticism or a pattern of whatever, and they get stuck in that pattern, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So if we said that you've got a pattern of expecting negative things to happen and blah, 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 could you expect from yourself, Sharon, that either you're going to stay in that pattern forever, or could you expect that you could break free from that pattern?
No, I'm ready to break free.
Great. So just for a moment, could you find that feeling? I'm going to ask you to create that feeling. Find the feeling of expecting things to get better. What if things got better? I expect things to get better. I expect life to go well. I expect, I'm going to start looking for the positive light in life. I'm going to expect things to go better. I'm going to start picturing that things go better. I'm really going to start picturing it and expecting it. Now, have you ever heard Einstein's quote before? Imagination is the preview of life's coming attraction.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So just for a moment, what if you started picturing your life getting better? What if you started picturing things getting better? And what if it worked? What if?
That would be awesome.
Okay, well, Einstein, maybe he's just crazy and he was completely wrong. Or maybe he's kind of a smart guy. And maybe it could work. And have you ever heard of other people having visions for their life and their lives start to improve and get better and better?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe that could work for you too?
Oh, yes, I'm ready for that.
Okay, so just for a moment, I want you to notice something for a moment. If I ask you your current level of pain, what's your current level of pain?
It's like almost a 2. Like,
uh-huh.
It's a lot better. It's definitely more...
Okay.
Like less tender, less pain.
Okay, so here we go. Okay, so I want you to notice for a moment. Do you notice the clear distinction between the level 8 and the level 2 of pain?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. How powerful is your mind?
Super powerful.
Super powerful. So what if you used your mind and you really, really, really changed your life? What if you used your mind and you started expecting positive things? You really started expecting things to go well, expecting things to go great. Things kept getting better and better and better and better.
Yes, I'm definitely ready for that.
Bingo. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to bring in the feeling that you expect. You actually expect wholeheartedly, 100%, genuinely expect things to get better. 100%.
Feeling super excited for the breakthrough and the shift.
Okay, but what if this is the breakthrough? What if the breakthrough is inside of you? The breakthrough is going from expecting negative things to expecting positive things. The breakthrough is from going from that negative feeling inside. Because you're going to watch this. Let's say you really, really, really wholeheartedly expected great things to happen. Like if you knew 100% sure that great things were going to happen in this next week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks and month for you, if you knew 100% sure that great things were going to happen this month, really great things, and life was just going to get better and better and better, how would you feel right now if you knew it 100% sure?
Oh my God, super ecstatic, like jumping up and down, like crazy happy.
Okay. Crazy happy. How would that feel? Take that in for a moment. Take that in and feel it. Create that feeling now. Feels really good, right?
Yeah, it feels really good. Feels interesting because a little bit of it shifted to this side of my shoulder and neck. Like, this side feels really good. Now it's like, this side feels a little wonky.
Great self-awareness. And okay, now how powerful is your mind?
I'm like, nah, I don't want any sides. Go away completely.
Okay. All right. And we're going to work with that. But just for a moment, how powerful is your mind?
Yeah, it's trying to shift it. But like I wanted to shift out completely.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and pause the session there because there's so much that I want to share with you from what we've talked about so far. And of course, I want to keep it in bite-sized pieces so that you can easily implement this and benefit from it in your own life. Okay, so first thing you want to notice is that she's out of pain after being in pain for 10 years in about 8 minutes. And well, sort of. Again, that's the plot twist, is that it actually moves to the other side of her neck, okay? And we'll go ahead and dive deeper into that. And maybe you've seen people before with multiple health issues, or even every time one thing gets better, something else comes up. So this thing can happen, which of course, again, is the reason that I didn't want to discard this recording. And I actually wanted to share this session with you, is because it's actually quite common. And so we will dive into more of that. But before we do, I really wanted to stop and look at this awareness of future expectation. A lot of times what can happen is people will have a subconscious feeling of doom and gloom, even if they try to paint positivity onto it and say, oh, you know, I expect for everything to be great. They'll have this feeling of fear towards the future, or a lot of uncertainty, or terrified even, or scared, or thinking we're going to hell in a handbasket, you know, something like that, that, oh, it's going to get worse in the future. And they really have that programming somewhere in there. And it might even be mixed, where they feel like, oh, the future is going to be exciting. And they have that strong feeling of doom and gloom, or, you know, things are getting worse. That's really at that subconscious level. And so what I'd invite you to do is to really evaluate yours and see what's there. Not just if you're in pain, because all emotions, or all negative emotions, don't necessarily show up in the body. And you'll understand more and more about why that is, again, and get more familiar with it. But whether or not you're experiencing pain or not, this would be great to look at. Because if you are somebody who has a lot of feelings of fear or uncertainty towards the future, that will affect the way things are unfolding in your life. That can be an underlying stress that can be in your energy and slow you down from what you're wanting to manifest or create in this lifetime consciously. So I would encourage you to look at that. Now, another reason I'd encourage you to look at that is because even if we look at the fact that our minds are powerful, it would be wonderful to have more and more people with a positive, powerful outlook and vision for the future. If we look at Martin Luther King Jr., he had a dream and he shared it. And look at what happened. Change occurred. And when we look at our future, and we really look at it honestly, I mean, we are going through a time of awakening where people are waking up to the awareness of the power of our mind and energy and spirituality and universe or God or divine. You know, there's a connectedness going on, and there's also a disconnect, but people are waking up to the awareness that our minds are incredible and the power of positive thinking. And it's exciting. I mean, if you think about moving forward, what would it look like if everybody felt empowered? What would it look like if everybody knew that they needed to really let go of negativity and really be happy, and people really started using their minds to create their life and have connection and have joy and love? What would that really look like in our future? I mean, that's exciting. And so those beliefs of going, well, you know, things are getting doom and gloom and worse and all of that wouldn't even exist. Starting to look at a more positive awareness. And if you think about it, the more people that wake up to the power of our minds and positivity and all of these things, and that our thoughts help create our life, the more we head in that direction. Because the more and more people wake up, the more they want to use the power of their mind, and the more they want to start getting a vision and creating a positive future. And so it's truly exciting. Now, of course, I'm not one of those people that says, okay, well, just think positive. We need positive thinking with positive action. And so that's, of course, the reason that I created this podcast, is because I want to help wake more and more people up to the awareness that our minds are amazing. Your mind is amazing and powerful and incredible, and you can heal yourself and change your life. And so really taking that action and creating real change is key. And I think as far as our world and really creating a better future, I do think that there are some things that we need to take action on. One thing is that I do feel that personal empowerment needs to surpass, or at least keep up with, advancements in technology, where we really need to become empowered and feel that power within ourselves. And so really learning how to use our minds is key. And it's also, of course, a life-changing gift. But I'll talk about that in upcoming episodes, more about the change that our world that I'd love to see, and that difference with technology and the empowerment that we each need to start really owning to create that change. But when we stop and look at it for a moment, in short, it's really exciting. It's exciting, the awareness and the awakening that's going on. And when we really look at how our future could be, as more and more people wake up, as more and more people have this awareness of empowerment and really feel empowered and really learn how to use the power of their minds. I mean, it's exciting to look at your expectations, see how you really feel, and make any changes there if needed. And so I'd invite you to take a few moments and just really evaluate how you feel about the future and about your expectation, not only for our world, but also, of course, for your life. As I was talking with Sharon and going, okay, what are you expecting? We've all seen before where we can expect the same thing over and over, but looking at your life and saying, okay, what are you expecting from your life? What if you started expecting something even better and better? And so I'd highly recommend taking a few moments, looking at what that looks like for our world, and looking at what that looks like for your life and your family and your future, and really creating that change and really starting to feel differently if that's an area that needs shifted for you. So that said, you want to take a few moments with it maybe, and then we're going to talk more about the message. So the rest of the message, as we left off with Sharon, we were talking about there's a message in it. So that's what I want to talk about as we move into the second half of the session on the next episode. I look forward to connecting with you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you, and if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.